Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to Spiritual Perceptions. I'm your speaker, Janet Thornburg, also known as Daisy, D-A-I-S-E-Y, 644478 at keen.com for readings. Today's health tip is taken from Health Breakthroughs 2021. That's Bottom Line Incorporated. And you can go to bottomlineincorporated.com. Today I want to talk to you about celery. A 5-inch stalk has 3 calories. And these 3 calories are loaded with nutrition, high in fiber, plus a nice dose of disease-fighting antioxidants, vitamins K, C, and A, folic acid, potassium. And research shows that antioxidants in celery help the body to fight off heart disease, lowers blood pressure, boosts the immune system, and lowers inflammation. Best eaten raw. Okay, and our cosmic weather for today. Mars and Neptune energy has been affecting us since the last new moon, and both energies are creating bountiful relationships, beautiful relationships. If you're already in a relationship, going up a level, especially in understanding each other's desires. The stars are lining up in a very powerful aspect related to career. The sun is lined up in a positive aspect with Saturn, creating rewards such as promotion, better opportunities, windfalls, cosmic blessings. The moon's alignment with Saturn, however, could create fear. Don't let it. The moon's aspect is all over the place, especially tonight, with moodiness, fear, and doubt. Venus, though, is trining Jupiter this evening, so that's creating luck and money. So let's hold on to the sun and the Venus aspects and have peace with the moon. Just have peace with the moon, but know that it is creating that fear. Our topic today is hearing the voice of God. And I've been moved in my spirit that this is an important topic because God wants to talk to people. Psalm 46:10, be still and know that I am God. We need to be able to quiet our minds. Find a quiet area either early morning or before retiring at night. Deep breathe and calm your body and mind. Just focus on your breathing. Let the thoughts come and go. Be consistent and most of all patient. God wants to speak to you. We need to position ourselves to hear the voice of God. He speaks continually in his word. It is our survival guide. Father, I pray right now and include all those that are listening to me. Baptize us in the holy fire from your altar. Set ablaze anything that is blocking us. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Burn up anything that is not good for us. We submit to the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives right now, in Jesus' name. And God wants you to speak to him just like you would a best friend, you know. Talk to him, casting your concerns and cares on him. Begin to believe and get excited and trust God for provision that is definitely coming. I mean, these aspects have been going on here. Be sure to tell him you are thankful and that you love him, and most of all, you trust him. John 10:27, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Remember, this is all that you hear. Remember that all that you hear from God must line up with his word. In Jesus' mighty name, I break all hindrances over us. Holy Spirit, I praise you that you are, that your fire is going through us right now. Not only will we listen to your voice, but we will begin to prophesy over our lives and the world. Lord, give us the words to speak and send the devils fleeing in the name of Jesus. God will take off your limitations as you hear his voice. Be patient. That is one of the, and diligent, that being patient. You know, we tend to want everything right now. Okay, I'm going to start taking some calls here. Okay.
Oh.
Hello, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can. I'm using a different headset. I'm just checking.
Okay.
Janet, this is Linda. Hi, everybody. It's come to me today. You said in your last talk that we were going to look at our dreams and find things that were, like lessons we're supposed to learn. And
yeah.
Just today before the call, oh, God, I got goosebumps. I'm remembering this dream from when I was little. And in this dream is my story of now. I was falling, and there's this little boy in danger, and I can't catch him. And this dream was from when I was a little girl. I kept recurring dream, and I kept saying, why am I, God, having this recurring dream? Never found the answer. Today I found the answer. I'm just going to tell you that. It's like it just came to me. It's like, but there's no bottom, and it's darkness, and that's my feeling right now. So I want to know what's going to help me. I'm going to ask Father God help me. Father God's going to bring me into the light because I'm just, I can't ever catch a break.
Well, you know, I keep a dream journal close to my bed, and I record my dreams. Not all dreams are from God, but he does a lot. There's many many places in the Bible, like he warned Joseph to take the baby Jesus and go to Egypt, that, you know, Herod was going to kill all these babies. And he gives us direction. He also gives, sometimes it's very symbolic. You may have to ask him to interpret, you know. But you are going through a lot right now, and I think the dream is trying to help you to know that your prayers are being heard. You need to trust God that things. But that my first card says you need to get independent of your family right now. Focus
I'm
on
trying,
yourself.
And why are they giving my daughter giving me such a hard time and not taking my grandson? It's like, I can't believe I would not talk to her, and she texted me back stuff that was so untrue. And it's like, I'm not going to go into detail on your show. We'll talk another time. But it's like, it's stuff that's so untrue, blaming me for his abuse, blaming me for his addiction.
She doesn't want to take the responsibility.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to take the responsibility. And denial, people that are in denial don't take responsibility. They will not take responsibility for their actions in something. But you've done everything that you can possibly do for her, tried to be there for her, tried to be there for your grandchildren. She's cut you off at every turn. There's an insecure feeling that she doesn't want the kids. She's afraid the kids are going to love you more than her. I mean, I know that's crazy.
What happens for me, because I can't even move forward because I keep getting pushed back. I'm sorry, everybody, for taking up time. Well, no, I'm saying like my renting, it was like going well. Now I'm pushed back. I'm starting all over again. And it's like another eviction, and it's like no work. And it's like, how do I get out of here? I can't get out of here. It's like,
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Can't do anything. Okay? Can't do anything. You have to take authority over this. God gives us authority over the power of the enemy, and no matter what it looks like in front of us, you need to stand up to this, decree and declare that you are leaving. And, you know, don't rule out. These planetary aspects are amazing for miracles right now. I'm so glad to see that, you know, in the midst of all this darkness. Now, the moon's a little crazy, and it's making people fear, doubt, become insecure. We can't listen to that. Just make peace with it. I hear you, moon, but it's not going to affect me. You know, don't take that. And you need to take charge of. You know, this has just worn you down, and you know, you're mentally tired, you're physically tired, and you just feel exasperated that you have to go through this again. But something's going good is going to happen. I want you to take time tonight, deep breathe, and I want you to connect with God and tell him, cast these cares upon him, and tell him, say, I need you to give me a breakthrough. And then don't doubt it. Don't doubt it, and just open up that something's going to come through. It might be a job in a different area, so you can get away from that area for a little bit. I think that area is so toxic to you because of what's gone on in your around your lip. You know, with all the people that have been brought there. That you know, the toxic energy. And a church will keep you
hard,
in prayer.
I just, the thing is that, thank you, but I'm just saying that it's like, I'm sorry. The thing about the eviction. Okay, I got some help. So they took me off the eviction day list. What do you think she did to me today? Put me back on eviction. So I can't get a place with an eviction. How do I? Oh. Miracles. I just need a miracle. Thank you, God.
That's
just
it.
Answered my question. Sorry. Okay.
Yeah, that's it right there. And I want you to clear all this energy of doubt and fear. And I just got through saying the moon is causing it. It's up, the moon's all over the place.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I didn't listen, and I was like hearing it. Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much.
Okay.
God bless you. And thank you for being here. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. God bless you. Bye.
Hello, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. Hi.
Good afternoon.
Anything you could tell me would be lovely.
Okay. Well, let's hope it's all lovely. We're living in a crazy world right now.
Oh,
yeah. So, and, you know, even the everything that's going on, it's all over the place. It's just crazy. But you know what? I'm not going to be affected by it. Ooh, I like this. First card is the Ace of Cups, which is a blessing, you know, in all areas, in healing and gifts and finance, happiness, protectiveness, productiveness. It's just really, really a good, it's an overflow card. It's a favorable outlook. There's still a little struggle here in the present line, but you're still, it's being removed and it's going to be dispersed.
Okay.
There's unhappiness over the grief of a loved one, okay? And that's kind of bringing you down. But you're a reliable person, and you need to exercise patience and persistence. You know, it's a really good tonight, Venus aligns along with what the sun's doing today. And just do a deep meditation and see yourself. See this money. See coins falling right into your lap, into your hands, into your purse, into your bank account, wherever, all the above kind of thing. And you're going to see a release in this. There's a strong guardian angel that is trying to help you and help your granddaughter with a struggle that she's in. And I see something in a week. Yay.
No.
Yay. I mean, look at those planets I just gave in the cosmic weather. They are very powerful, and they're working to break through some of this garbage, you know, we've been deprived. The American people have been deprived. They've been shut down, told to shut up, can't express nothing, can't ask questions. You get ostracized or thrown off of social media if you even question anything, and it's so wrong. That has to change, and I believe it's going to. From what I understand, some of these sites, their popularity and their participation from people is way down. A lot of people have quit them. And, you know, we're too used. I don't know about you, but I'm not a young chicken here, and I'm used to being free, being able to. And I got an inquiring mind. I want to see both sides of the coin before I make a decision.
Yeah,
you know?
And I have my own mind. I don't want to be told what I'm thinking. I'll figure it out myself.
Exactly.
You know?
That's what I said. I want to see all the aspects involved, and then I'll make a decision. But
exactly.
I'm getting patience and perseverance with you. Don't give up. Okay. You never, never, never give up. And just get something in a week. Oh, yay.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much.
Well, don't
and
hold
I
me
thank
to that.
You.
Timing now. And remember, something's going to happen. What I'm saying is going to happen. But it may not be in a week. Mercury's retrograde right now. So the timing could be off a little bit, but it's really soon. It's not months. It's not months.
Soon is,
okay?
Soon is good. Soon is
okay.
Good. Okay, thank you. God
thank
bless.
You.
You have a beautiful day.
Thank you
day.
For participating. You too. God bless.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you're not hearing right away the voice of God, read Psalm 91 or 23, sit quietly and just open the word and be patient. That is very, very needful to be patient. Jesus told his disciples and followers to wait until they receive power, Luke 24:49, Galatians 5:16. We need to walk in the Spirit. You're a child of God, and when you were born again, when accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior, so now you have been adopted into the family of God. You can read Ephesians 1:5. The world has a voice, and God has a voice. And that's we got to pay attention to what we're listening to. With the Word of God and the Spirit of God, you can hear from God. See Joshua 1:8. Jude chapter 20, when the Word and the Spirit meet, you receive power and experience spiritual blessings. Okay, let's take some more calls here. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Daisy, it's Vicki. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you, Vicki.
Good. With regard to my friend, and I've talked to you about this, I believe you are right. I did try to talk to him about his potential illness or that he was sick, and he got extremely angry and mean, and I just ended up blocking him and just saying, screw it, just being really mean. And one thing I realized with my mom, you know, and people who've been sick, they're mean when they're sick. You know what I mean? They're just mean. And I don't know what you picked up around it, but I just...
Yeah, actually, pain of any kind can not bring out our best side, that's for sure. Pain in the body, pain in the emotions, struggling with something emotionally. Yeah, it can definitely put people in bark mode, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, let's look at him.
Okay.
I'm getting you need to break free of this. I think you're following your own intuition here, and, you know, right now there's things that that are going to open up for you. I don't forget those aspects that I talked about in cosmic weather. Those are great. Those are great, along with that last new moon. I mean, things are going to start opening up in spite of the junk that's out there. Okay, so you need to be cautious with him because he, and actually I think break free of it because he doesn't want to hear anything, and he's struggling mentally from something from the past. He's with a relationship with a woman, and he just doesn't have the respect of the knowledge of a woman. It's like, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it.
So do you think he's still dealing with the ex?
He's dealing with the effects of the ex.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh, yeah. There was a communication. Yeah, there was. But he, and that, I think, he's allowed because he wants to, I feel like it's a thing for revenge.
Wow.
You know? And he just can't figure her out. So there is a time that he's going to wake up here But right now he's floating a lot of anger, and I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't try. I know you just want to help him and help him to see the light, but he's not a willing participant.
No, he's not. That anger is not directed at me. Is he, I mean, is he sick?
No, the anger is just the anger, you know. It's just, he's angry, you know, at the world. He's angry at women. He's angry at his life situation. You know, he doesn't feel like he's where he should be. You know what I mean? He doesn't feel fulfilled.
Okay.
He needs time. He needs time, and, you know, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. And he just, I show no respect for the intelligence of women. He wants to be able to smooth talk them and be in control. He wants to be able to smooth talk them and be. He doesn't want them to question anything on him. You know, he's just like, uh-uh.
Well,
you have a lot
he's
of
got
opportunities
a hard
coming.
Coming.
Yeah, he does. And sometimes you got to let a person.
Oh yeah, I'm for it.
You know,
I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it.
God had to let people fall, and like Paul, he had to let him fall on his face and see what to, in order to see what he was doing.
Mhm. Well, I'm looking forward. You see new opportunities.
Yeah, and there's a good love aspect going on too. So, I would just do a little meditation tonight before I went to sleep and tell God you're open for all these wonderful things that he is putting through the stars and through the planets, and that you're ready to receive them. And just, you know, let things play out. I mean, I don't see him, I see him, you know, pouting and then trying to call you again later.
I don't want to be bothered with that.
He wants the benefits of you, but he doesn't respect you like he should.
No. Yep. Yep. Oh, you don't have to worry about that one. That one ended.
Okay.
I actually got angry and blocked him this time. I was like, screw you. I don't need your negativity. And I just blocked it and screw you.
We need to walk away from negative energy. We don't need it. There's enough of it in the world. We don't need it in our personal world. You know, we are right now should be banding together to get our country back.
That's right. And I hope people listen to me from the last time about the arm jab. If you're still on the fence, hold off, because as I am seeing and as it's coming out, it's not coming out on mainstream media, but Fauci's going down. He's going down.
Well, those emails were pretty incriminating, and I will say
yes,
to everyone that's listening, only 1% of negative reactions are being reported. We are being kept in the blind, and we are being not told what's really going on, and that's why we need to focus together. We need to all join with God, hear his voice, and listen to him, and we'll overcome this.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right. So people,
thank you.
Hold off. Just keep your ears open. All right.
That's
baby.
It.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless.
God bless you.
Okay. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Daisy. This is Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Hey, I wanted to know, just in general, what you see for me or any messages.
Okay. Let's look at you. And that's what this show's about. It's all about you. Okay. My first card says that somebody was deceitful. There was possible infidelity. Now, that could be, you know, betrayed by a friend or a lover.
Recently?
Well, it's in the passing influence line, meaning it's already happened, and it's in that influence, that energy is going away. Does that bring anything to?
Well, do you think that's my husband?
This could be a friendship, you know. This could be somebody that could betray you at work.
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about.
Okay,
it's from a few years ago.
There we hit it. There, okay. See, that's what the best way to get a reading is both of us participating here. I just didn't feel that it was a man or a lover. I felt like it was a... That's why I said friend first, although that card does mean it could be, but I just didn't feel it. You know, I felt like it was something to do with career.
Oh, career. Huh.
Our friendship, you know.
Yeah, I mean, this was a friendship.
Yeah,
okay. And recently, I had a dream a few nights ago that he wrote me a really long letter. It was several, like, legal page-type pages of a letter telling me, you know, how much our friendship meant to him and how sorry he was about what happened. And then I've had this song running through my head for the last couple of days. It's a Prince song, No One Compares to You.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know it, but... So I don't, you know, I don't know if that those messages are coming from him or from that friendship.
Okay, well, what
or not,
I got
if it's somebody
is
else.
That he feels he made impulsive mistakes. That he, you know, he reacted emotionally, and he feels like he does want your forgiveness.
Does not?
He does.
Oh, okay.
There may
yeah.
be a communication from him. And I think, you know, because he regrets losing the friendship. He regrets, it's just kind of eating at him. You know, it's like he needs to clear himself with you.
Yeah, I mean, I have stayed angry for a very long time about this. And, of course, my marriage being up and down like a friggin' roller coaster.
Uh-oh.
Doesn't help.
Well, let me take a look at that for a second, because I'm getting, well, you know, you were wrong here. It was impulsive. It was wrong moves. I see that this person is, this friendship is just, you know, okay. All right. There is a struggle in your marriage. You know, there's emotional conflict. And is it over money?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
More it's about the family, the daughter and granddaughter living with us, that kind of thing. He doesn't like it. He doesn't like them at all, and he lets me know that.
Yeah, I see that he's declaring, you know, his side of the thing here. He's declaring it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he feels it's unwanted and unnecessary for this to be going on, and he wants them to move away.
Right.
He wants romance with you again. He wants you and him alone. He wants them at a distance, not right under his roof kind of thing. And he wants to make peace over this. I mean, it's he still cares about you, and you know he thinks you're warm-hearted, but to a fault.
Yeah,
you're getting all wrapped up and their problems, and he's not getting the attention he wants.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've been praying about it and praying about it, and I honestly don't know what to do. throwing my daughter and granddaughter out. I just can't see that happening right now. So I'm just waiting on God. Tell me what to do, God.
Yeah, well, I'll help with that, too. We will pray for you. I'll agree with you that the right thing happens right now, because what two on this earth agree upon, it shall be done for them. Not maybe. So I agree in the name of Jesus that a solution come through quickly. Okay, so I think maybe if you were on the same property but not under the same roof, close proximity where you could help them, but, you know, that means buying something.
Right, and I have looked at that. We have to buy a bigger
right now,
house.
It's a buyer's market. It is a buyer's market.
I know. It's a tough market. I mean, it's great, you know, for us to sell our house, but buying another one, he doesn't want to do that because we'd be incurring more debt.
Nah.
So maybe that's the money issue you're seeing.
Yeah.
I have to agree
with that one, because I don't want to go in debt either. I had an expensive car repair, and I decided I don't want to go in debt and have to make payments, you know. Not with the way this economy looks right now. But, again, we'll pray for better solutions. But just look around.
Okay.
Look around and see if you can find a property. Maybe you can do a trade, or so you don't have to go in debt. Just look around, because right now, with what I'm seeing in these planets and what I'm getting from the voice of God, is that opportunities are going to open up. So just take a peek and see what's out there.
Okay, and I wanted to ask, too, I live in Arizona. I'm just wondering what's going to happen after the election audit. Can you tell if anything's really going to happen, especially if they find fraud?
Okay. The audit's going on right now?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you know, there's going to be a change here. So there's going to be negotiations coming up. This is quite an undertaking. And some things, you know, it's difficult because some things have been hidden.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but there's interesting results coming up, and I don't know. I saw on social media that Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy, is taking to court proof, and he's claiming that there was fraud, and that he's claiming that Trump will be reinstated in August. It remains to be seen. There's a lot of deceitfulness out there. We've been, you know, like I said, we don't hear the truth about stuff. We are basically told to shut up, you know.
Or left in the dark.
And, keep it kept in the dark. But it might turn out, it may turn out that this was fraud.
Yeah.
We have to wait and see. We're dealing with crappy people.
Hard. I know. Compromised people, for sure.
But we'll keep all this in prayer and stay in touch.
Okay.
You know, don't let money come between us. You can email me on Keen, or, you know, and I'll answer you, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. You're awesome.
You're welcome. And these shows are once a month, too, so can always come.
Okay, I'll be following them.
Thank you.
Okay.
God bless.
Thanks. Have a great day. You too.
You
bye-bye.
Too.
Oh, no.
Hello?
You're not supposed to have me. It's Linda. It's Linda. You're not supposed to have me. I'm just listening.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
They didn't take... Oh, that's okay. That's good. They didn't take your question mark down, so that's why I answered you. All right, so here we go. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 12 tells us that we are predestined. we are here and we have a spiritual destiny that is predestined by God, and we have a physical destiny, much of which we create through our thoughts and actions, reaping and sowing. Some through our lineage. We carry over things from our lineage. Interesting enough, during these times, we need to focus on our spiritual destiny. I want you to know that I'm available to you to help with any concerns or questions with your journey to hearing God's word. There's no money value on that. I can be reached on keen.com. Email me, although they're in it. They want to be paid. I can also be reached on my Facebook page, Janet Thornburg. So don't let money come between us. I'm here to help. That's what these radio shows are about. But more importantly, your personal relationship with God. It was his intention from the beginning to have a personal relationship with his people. And I'm available Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays on Keen, except for one Friday a month when I do the radio show. So you've got that. You can always contact me here. And we can look this is always free, so this is to feed your spirit. This is what I'm here for. All right, I'd like to share some positive affirmations. Matthew 6:31-33. Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For your heavenly Father knows that you have need of these things, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. So here's what you want to say. I refuse to worry, to be anxious, fretful, or dismayed about material things. I have assurance that my heavenly Father watches over me and has already made provision for me. His love for us includes providing our every need. You just need to hold on to that. Okay, some more people got in line here, so let's see what's going on. Okay.
Oh.
Hello?
No, Daisy, it's Vicky again. It's Vicky again.
Okay.
I just called back in. I got disconnected.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
hello?
It's me again, too. I'm telling you, I'm just...
what are you guys doing? What's Mercury retrograde, folks? I'm telling you. It's Mercury retrograde. All these question marks are coming up, and I'm like, okay, let's see what these people need. You know, so I want you to know that it is, according to 3 John, chapter 2, beloved. He calls us beloved. He prays that in all respects that we prosper and be in good health as our soul prospers. So God doesn't want you sick. He doesn't want you broke, busted, and disgusted. He wants you to prosper. And it says in the King James Version, above all things, he wishes that we prosper and be in health. So it's his will that we prosper in every area of our lives, that we prosper in our spirit, that we are strong and well able to distinguish the voice of God, to know his will, and to follow his directions. So what you want to say is, I am strong in my mind so that I can think about and meditate on things that are pure, just, lovely, praiseworthy, and of good report. We reject all thoughts that are contrary to God's will for us. So this, what's in front of you, we need to reject. We need to reject. Need to reject the fear of there's an answer for whatever you're facing. Don't accept any report but the report of the Lord. And his report is coming to me, and it involves nothing less than success and achievement. And that's what you want to, you know, you want to be able to say over yourself. And, you know, when things get really sticky, I use these affirmations, you know. I use the scripture, and here, you know, there's just numerous scriptures that Psalm 68:19, bless the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits, and no good thing will he withhold from us. Psalm 84:11. Psalm 85:12. The Lord will give you what is good, and he will yield his increase. So you got to say it. God is determined that I be prosperous, and I am determined to do his will, which means to believe it. Believe it. That's the biggest thing in Christianity, is to believe. You want to know that we are heirs according to the promise. We walk in the blessings of Abraham, the same blessings that God bestowed upon Abraham. And he bestowed them upon Abraham because Abraham believed him. So you need to know that you have, God wants you to inherit blessings. And he tells us in his word about these times that would come. He tells us about not being deceived. He tells us that we're going to be deceived. And he tells us that these things will come. And that there will be a corruption in the world, corruption in the government. People who want to their drive is to control and to tell us how to live. So the only person I want to hear about how to live is my Heavenly Father. I am part of God's royal family, you want to say this, and I'm an heir to his provision. So these are the things you want to say to yourself when things look bad. And the word of God is alive. It's sharper than a two-edged sword, and it is powerful, and if you will use it, it will work. I like the way Bishop T.D. Jakes puts it. The word will work if you work it. So that, and it will. It will definitely work. I can testify. I've seen it in my own life. And here's another thing you can say. Lord, I seek your way of doing things. Above all else, I seek your kingdom because you love me and you will give me everything I need. So just remember that. And that includes the right relationship, too. It includes the right job, career boost, which we have a lot of that planetary stuff going on right now. So people should be boosted in their lives if they can believe it and receive it. That's a big thing. We need to be able to receive things. We need to be open to receiving what God has for us. Well, that concludes most of the show for today, and I will notify everybody about next month. I do want to say one other thing. The enemy came against me. I'm paying a lot more to do these shows now, but, you know, God's provided it, and I praise him for it, and I will see you next month. So be blessed, think, and receive it in Jesus' name. Bye.